A tree grew in Corydon, the Constitution Elm, on this moment of Indiana history. Indiana is not without its landmark trees. South Bend has its council oak, and Greensburg is famous for the tree growing from the roof of the Decatur County Courthouse. The southern Indiana town, considered the state's first capital, also boasts a significant tree, or at least the remains of one. The stump of the Constitution Elm is housed in a sandstone shrine near the old state capitol building in the Corydon Historic District. Vincennes was the territorial capital of Indiana until 1813, when the government was moved to Corydon, a location more central to the population. When the federal government moved to grant Indiana statehood in 1816, the prospective state needed a constitution. 43 delegates convened at the state capitol in June 1816 to draft the charter. Modeled after the constitutions of Ohio, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania, the Indiana document added clauses banning slavery and mandating the funding of public schools, a first in the nation. Legend has it that warm weather drove the delegates out of the stuffy Capitol building to compose the Constitution in the shade of a massive elm tree nearby. The elm was still standing in 1916 when Corydon held a centennial reenactment of the drafting. In 1925, however, the tree succumbed to Dutch elm disease. Its trunk is preserved in a shelter on the town square. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.